Okay, so we had two or three shitas here in the Gemara as far as what the Mishnah means when the Mishnah says all the nevelos hametzdar from Zeim Zeh. We had the shita of Rav. Rav said only l'gabi tumitz mitzdarif. So if you have a chatzik azayis of a nevela tohera, chatzik azayis nevela tameya, so it's mitzdarif. That was Rav. And Levi said afilu l'achilu nami mitzdarif. And then we had Rav Asi, the Gemara was debating whether Rav Asi is his own shita, because Rav Asi's lashon was Toherim La'atzman or Tmeim La'atzman. And we had a Shiloh, is he a third shita, where he also is not mitzdarif at all, not Lagabi Tumah, not Lagabi Achila, or he's taka like Rav, he holds like Rav. And that the Gemara goes back and forth. The Gemara Kim brings Kamava Kamarayas, that there is tziruf, and the Gemara conclusion says that if you hold Issachar al Issar, then Avad it's mitzdarif, and it'll be mitzdarif even for Achila. Which means the Gemara seems to be saying that the whole reason why we would say Ein Issachar al Issar, why we would say it's not mitzdarif for Achila, is because Ein Issachar al Issar. The Gemara doesn't explain what would be the logic in saying that Tumah is not mitzdarif for Chorodei, you have no problem with any Yisrochal Alissa. So that we brought down from the Brisker Rav, that Lagabi Tumah, there's a Svar also shouldn't be mitzdarif, because it's a different getter of the Isra. Lagabi a Behemoth Tohara, the whole Tumah is from the fact that it's missing Shechita. And Lagabi Behemoth Tumah has nothing to do with Shechita. The Shechita is not moderate. So it's a different type of Nevela. So we brought down for the Brisker Rav that there would be a tzad that it's not mitzdarif at all. And that would be Rav Asi according to the version. First of all, that's the way you have to learn Rav also. Because that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Otherwise, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? When the Mishnah says that the mitzdarif will gabi tumah, taking out the Ein Issachar al Issar issue, so what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? This is Nevela, why shouldn't it be mitzdarif? So you really need the Brisker Rav's Chiddush not only to explain Rav Asi on the tzad of the Gemara that Rav Asi holds it's not even mitzaref l'gabi tumah, but you need the Brisker Rav's Chiddush just to tell us how to learn the Mishnah. According to Rav, the whole Chiddush of the Mishnah is only one point, that Nevela of a Tohera and Nevela of Tameya are mitzaref. Why not? There's clearly no problem with any Sechal HaLisser. Why shouldn't they be mitzaref? Elamai, the way the Brisker Rav is learning, it's clear, because there are different gedorim of an Isser, and I brought down the Brisker Rav as a diak from the Rambam, because the Rambam's Loshen is Ein Osir Mishum Nevela Elaminim Toherim Bovad Memnein Shein Ruyim L'Shchita Vim Nishchatu Shchita K'sheri Mutorim Ba'achila Avul Minim Temeim Ein Shchita Morelas Pohem. Okay, so the shame Nevela by a Behemoth Torah is the fact that it's lacking Shchita. In spite of that, it's mitzdarif. Now, the one thing seems to be clear from our sugya, that everything, the whole lumdus of Rav, which is l'chor, the way we paskin, is that ein issachar al issar. That's the whole reason why he comes to the conclusion that l'gabi achila, they're not mitzdarif. Because if there would be Issachar al Issar, then the Nevela Behemoth Tameya would also take on the Chumra of Issar Nevela. Besides for the Issar Behemoth Tameya, it would become now also for two reasons. And therefore, that reason of Nevela would be Mitzaref with the Behemoth Tohara, and they would be Mitzaref. Now, we had the Ravid. We went through the Ravid last week, that the Ravid Taka Paskins like Levi. Right, that's we had derived by us, derived paskins like Levi. The derived sheet is obviously difficult, because the derived sheet seems to be connected the Gemara, which seems to say that only works if you hold Issachar al Issar. But if you hold any Issachar al Issar, so the Behemoth Tameya could never become Osir al Nevela. So it can never be mitzdarif. That was one issue. And then we had difficulty also understanding the sugi itself. L'kuli alma, we were struggling with the Keren Ara. Keren Ara says like this. The Keren Ara asks that the whole concept of Enis Ochalisar is not applicable here. And he says, because it's a Chatzi Shir. And a Chatzi Shir is not also because of itself. Chatzi Shir is Mutter Min HaTorah. Not only that, even the opinion holds Chatzi Shir is also Min HaTorah, namely Rav Yechanan. So that would be one approach we could say. We could say the whole Gemara here is going like Rav Yechanan. Rav Rish Lakish would have to have a different way to learn the Sugya. Rish Lakish holds Chatzi Shir is Mutter Min HaTorah. Rav Yechanan holds Chatzi Shir is also Min HaTorah. So, but that doesn't work either. Because Tosfos teaches us in Shavuos, Masechet Shavuos, that even according to Rav Yechanan, an Isser is Chal on a Chatzi Shir. Isser is Chal on a Chatzi Shir of any. And you can make a Shvu on a Chatzi Shir. And Tosfos says in Shavuos, that works even if you hold Chatzi Shir also Min HaTorah. Because Chatzi Shir also Min HaTorah is a new, what Tosfos calls is Yisur Ba'alma. It's not a real Isser. It's not Malkus. It's not the same thing. It's almost like a different thing. So if you want to make a proper Isser Bichal on a Chatzi Shir, it works. So the Keren Ara asks, so what's going on in our sugya? That's his kash. So we brought down his answer. His answer we had great difficulty with. And he was coming to Gobi Miyashev, also the sugya there in Chum, that talks about the Isser of cooking basa b'chol of b'chelev. And the sugi there in Chum says that the reason why it doesn't work is because ain't Isser Chalal Isser. So the Keren Ara asks, what do you mean? If you cook basa b'chalav together, so now you chayiv even for less than a shear of chalav. You have a half a shear of chalav and a half a shear of milk. Which if you looked up the Rav Kivega, you'll see Rav Kivega struggles on this as well. L'gabi Eivir Menachai. Because Tosfos says the svar by Eivir Menachai. Tosfos says that Eivir Menachai is chal. There's a svara to say that Eivir Menachai should be chal on a tmeya, and it shouldn't be a problem of Einis or chal alisser, because by Eivir Menachai the halacha is that some is on its tachav. Which means if you have an Eivir Menachai and you have partially Eivir, basa, partially at some is, so the bones on its tachav with the basa. And obviously for the Isser of eating a behemoth tmeya, you're not chayiv if you eat bones. So Tosfos uses that as a svara. Mamish, exactly what the Keren Ara is asking by us. Tosfos uses that as a svara, why we would say there's no problem of Isser Chalal Isser by Eivir Menachai on a behemoth tmeya. Because Eivir Menachai is chal even on less than a shear of basar, together with the atzomas. So that's how Tosfos goes. So really what the Keren Ara is saying is exactly what Tosfos is saying over there. Therefore the Keren Ara maps out a new approach. And the approach that Keren Ara gives us is very difficult. Difficult over there, it's difficult by us. He basically wants to say that since by basa b'chalav, if you would cook a kazayis of chalav with milk, there would be a problem of anis of chalav. Listen. So that's a gilui that the Torah is not talking about chalav. Because the normal case of chalav, of a kazayis, that's the normal case, you won't be chayav for basa b'chalav, you'll be chayav for chalav, because ain't this a chalalism. So this really didn't work for us for many reasons, but one was just practical, it didn't work. Because practically speaking, l'chayra, as soon as you go ahead and you cook the chayav b'chalav, it is automatically a diminished amount of chayav. Every kazayis now of the chayav is a little bit less than a kazayis of chayav. It's cooked in milk. There's a little bit of milk in it. So every single kazayis of chalav you're going to eat is going to be less than a kazayis of chalav. So how could the Keren Ara say that the reason why we would say enis chalav is because if you're eating it regular, kazayis of chalav, you chayav al chalav, not al sipatz of chalav. That's not true. Because every kazayis that I'm eating here, I'm eating less than a kazayis of chalav. So it's always coming on to basa b'chol. So we had great difficulty with that. Then he tries to use that lundus, which already we're not understanding. He tries to use it by us. And he says, the same thing over here.
Kivon the parshay before. Voiseichol kol nevela voi ma'ir b'tmeya. Im came a mele shamin in the b'tmeya in kamis in nevela kavah. Bosi shach. I have major difficulty with this as well. First of all, ein mishachal listen. Generally speaking, there are two ways to understand it. One way is the, I would say, learning in a tremendous chiddush would be to say that the second iser is like doesn't exist. If I have something that's already offered, and now another iser tries to come and enter the picture, so it dissipates, doesn't come at all. And the other way to learn is that you can't be manish you. You can't get an oinish for the second iser. It's like a komoi b'derabah. Komoi b'derabah doesn't mean I wasn't oivah to iser. Means you can't be held responsible. As oinish, we can't give you an oinish for two issues. Because the Gemara says in Yevamos clearly, and again, it's a poetic Gemara, it's hard to know what the Gemara means halakhically, but the Gemara says that Avadim, even though Ein is the Chalal Isser, if somebody went ahead and was over and is the Chalal Isser, he'll be buried in a special place in the cemetery with the Rishon Gemuvim. That means you have Rishon. Then you have the Rishon Gemuvim. What does the Gemara mean? Again, you can say the Gemara doesn't mean anything much, halakhically. But the Achroyim understand from the Gemara that the second Isser is here. Well, the second Isser doesn't exist. It's here, but you can't. We don't get away with it on the second Isser. Can't be machayiv on the second Isser. Second Isser Metzius is here. It's not the second Isser is not here. And therefore, if somebody ate something that has two Isserim on it, even though we only get one Einish, but he's still a Lashon Gomer. He's worse. That seems to be the Gemara in Yevamos. So if you learn like that, which is the way that Avnei Miluim learns and Shemishkov, but most of that way to learn that way, then what the Keren Ayur says doesn't even begin. Because the Keren Ayur is saying that since Ein Isser Chalal Isser, so even though I'll give you a case where it could be Chal, like our mission, half a Kazayas of Nevela, Behemoth Tohera, half a Kazayas Nevela, Behemoth Tohera. Now, it couldn't be Chal. He says, yeah, but the Pashtun the Kroh is not talking about that. I would say, absolutely not. Pashtun the Kroh is talking about everything. The Koyim Rebbe Yashon Gemuth. Rather, normally, we won't punish you. Because we can't punish you already if the Kazayas already had the Isra of Behemoth Meir. We can't give you Malchus now on top of that for the Behemoth Tohera. True, granted. But there's still the Isra is there. So you can't tell me, the Keren Ayur seems to be learning that by Ein Isser Chalal Isser, the second Isser doesn't even exist. Then he could come to his next conclusion and say, well, since Pashtei Dikvah is not talking about Nevela Tameya, because there won't, the Isser won't exist, so therefore, even in the case we have a Hatzik Azayas, it also, the Torah is not talking about that. But that all is if we assume what he's saying is correct, which is that by a chatzi shir, you have nothing. Which itself is not, Pashtus is not like it. Pashtus from the Gemara Yevamos is not like it. Is that the second Isser is chal, just that you don't get an Isser for it. So if that's the case, so now that we fabricated a case of Amish, chatzi kezayis or chatzi kezayis, we will be doing Amish. So Karen and I, like I say, from beginning to end is extremely difficult, very difficult. But yet, it attacks the main child in our city. I always felt that that's the underlying shot in the Raivet. The Raivet held that this kasha is so good that he felt that Ein Isser Chalal Isser is not good enough of a reason. And therefore he says, we passed him like Levi. The price of Messiah Levi, we passed him like Levi. Trek the Makad Mishnah, it's all totally an Ein Isser Chalal Isser. So he would say no. Now again, the Gemara seems to say yes. So we have to still have to get an answer. But the Ravid may actually hold that this question is such a good question that that's why he felt lahalocha you could hold Ein Isser Chalal Isser, and you still could hold the Chatzi Kezayis of Eila, the Chatzi Kezayis of a Bein Bahayim of the Mishnah. No problem with this. So here's what I think we could say to get a clarity in this issue. Whenever we say that there's a problem of Ein Isser Chalal Isser, So as I explained, the pashtus is doesn't mean that the second Nisr is not chal at all. The Gemara calls it mitzvah tfala v'koy. The pashtus is that there is two Nisrim here. But in Hilchus Unshin, Hilchus Chiyuvim, we can't be mechayiv you for two things. Once it's already awesome, we can't be mechayiv you now for a second thing. Which magnifies the problem in Al-Sud. Because in Al-Sud, yeah, it's only a chatzi shir, we won't be mechayiv you for the other thing anyway. Right, magnify. But here's the approach. Chatzi shir, we say, it's a chalal. Very simple. Why is it chal? Like I said, because there's no problem with the second Nisr being chal. The problem is we can't be mechayiv yet. Since we're not mechayiv you for a chatzi shir anyway, that fits beautifully. Why Tosfos and Shmuel says that if you have a chatzi shir, even if a chatzi shir is also an alter, I have no problem with the second Nisr being chal. Because if it will be a chaloy sister problem, two Nisrim can't be chal. I don't care if you're getting an Onish, you're not getting an Onish, they can't be chal. But since the whole problem is only on the Onish, so there's no reason why a chatzi shir can't be chal. That's challenge Tosfos. But here's the Nekuda. Once the second Nisr is chal, on the chatzi shir, right? What does it bring on then? The second chatzi shir, now I'm putting them together. So now, l'mafreya, after the second Nisr is going to be chal, what am I being mechayev you for? Right? It has to be, that I'm only being mechayev you for the second. I can't be mechayev you for the first one. It's not going to work. Then it'll be a problem with Nisr chal. So let's go first to Eivim and Achai, Tosfos case. Okay. Eivim and Achai, the halach is Yechayev on Atzomos V'Gidim too. Right? Now what would be if somebody had just Atzomos? Perfect. Kazayas of Atzomos by Eivim and Achai. Perfect. It's only if you have Bosa and Atzomos, then the Atzomos are Mitzvah. Okay. So what does that cover? In other words, if I have Kazayas of just Atzomos, but if I have a kazayas made up of chatzi basar and chatzi bones, then I'm chayim. What does that tell you about the theory? So Reb Chaim says a very fascinating thing. Reb Chaim says like this. This is a Reb Chaim in Machol Chasuris. Atzomos einon gufa isa. The bones themselves can't be part of Eivim and Achai. Because if the bones would be Eivim and Achai, if you had a kazayas of bones, you should be chayim. Yet the halacha is if you have a kazayas of bones, you put them. So Reb Chaim says it must be that the bones are not part of Eivim and Achai. Elo, yei din tzivuf l'shir. There's a gzeres hakosa. That the bones will be mitzaref to the meat, and now you be chayv on the meat. The aludei should mitzaref for atzomos, chayv on the bones. But not that the meat is chayv. On the bones, you put, if you would have the bones in isolation, you'd be put. You could have 10 kazes of Eivim and Achai bones, you'd be put. So you're only chayv because at the end of the day, after we take the bones, and we'll mitzaref it to the basar. Now you chayiv on the boss. You chayiv on the boss itself. But not chayiv on the bones. Chayiv on the boss. So Mela comes out very gishmak. Over there, says Tosfos, there's no problem with Inis Chalas. Why is no problem with Inis Chalas? Because what are we being mechayiv you at the end of the day on? Chatzik is Ayas boss. Chatzik is Ayas boss is mutter, al behemet me. So the end of the day, your chiyuv is coming for something which is only a chatzi shir. On that, there's no problem of einis v'chalos. Because a chatzi shir doesn't have a shein nisr. For a problem of einis v'chalos, that's why there's no problem by Eivim and Achai. Because the end of the day, after you have the bones, you're not chayiv on the bones. You're chayiv on the chatzi kazayas of the meat. So it comes out that Eivim and Achai is called an isr chomer. Toises is even using it in a case where you have a chatzis eyes of bones. Yeah, but the bones are there just to make that I can be chayiv on the meat. Which, by the way, this shouldn't be such a chiddush. There is an opinion, we don't pass them like him, that holds in kol ha-terakula, hetem et star for ispun. Which would mean in kol ha-terakula, if you take a half a kazayas in a veil, and you take a half a kazayas of kosher meat, and you mix it together, you swallow it, you chayiv. Because the heter makes that you chayiv on this. What does that mean? The heter doesn't turn into this. It means it makes an achila. And now I'm chayiv on the yisr. Okay? We don't hold that. We hold that there is not mitzvah. Okay? But by Eder and Achai, we hold yes. The bones are mitzvah. The bones are not considered a foreign element. The bones are considered part of the Eder. And therefore they're mitzvah. But at the end of the day, if somebody were to ask you, what are we giving you malchus on? We're giving you malchus on the chatzin kazayas of meat that you had with the bones. Therefore, it's no problem of ein nisr chalal isr, because the isr eivim and achai is coherently being chal on the chatzin shir. Now we'll go to shul. A guy goes over to a chatzin shir nevel, and he says, I make a shvur, I'm not going to eat the chatzin shir nevel. What's happening now is a wholesome Isser Shvur is being chal on a chatzi shir. No problem. That's like an Isser Chomer being chal on an Isser Kal. There's no problem. In fact, the Ran in Shvur says clearly that when you make a Shvur on a chatzi shir, it's like an Isser Chomer. Because somehow it was only also a chatzi shir. And now you increase the Isser, you made it into something which is also a chatzi shir. Okay, that's what's happening by Eivim and Achai, and that's what's happening by Shvur. Let's go to Chol of Bechel. Chol of Bechel is something entirely different. When you take the Chel and you make it also now as Bosa Bechol, you also only Chayev on a Kazan. You also only Chayev on a Kazan. Happens to be Chayev on a Kazan as Bosa Bechol. You're not increasing the chaymer issa that was here till now. Chaylev, you always chayv if you have another chatzik kazayas. And on basa b'chol, you need to have a kazayas. Till now, the thing was also al chaylev. And if you have a kazayas of it, you're going to be chayv. And now it's also al basa b'chol, but if you have a kazayas of it, you're going to be chayv. So at the end of the day, could we say that the second issa of basa b'chol increased was a chaymer issur over the chaylev that was here? The answer is absolutely not. The answer is, before you were potter on a chatzis shir, and now you're potter on a chatzis shir. Do you follow what I'm saying? Before you were potter on a chatzis shir, and now you're potter on a chatzis shir. It's not like Eivim and Achai, where the pshat is that Eivim and Achai, when I have bosa behemet tameya, chatzis kazayas and bosa behemet tameya, I'm not chayim until I have a kazayas. Now that it's Eivim and Achai and it's with bones, now I'm Chayiv on a Chatzik Kazayim. So it comes out that the Isra Eivim and Achai increased something that I didn't have before. Okay? So the second Isra has to become an Isra Chomer in order for it to be Chayiv. I want to be Chayiv and it's an Isra Chomer. Over here, by Bosa B'Chol, by Shua it's doing that. Because what's happening by Shua is, I have a Chatzik Kazayim of a Behemoth Temeah, and now I made a Shua on it. Till now I was the Isra of Behemoth Temeya. I'm Potter on Chatzishir. And now that I made a Shvu, I'm Chayiv on Chatzishir. So the second Isra now that came into the picture made this as an Isra Chom. So it was Chayiv because it created now an Isra Chom. But when I have a Chatzik Kazayas Chayiv, right? And now I want to cook it in milk. And if I cook it in milk, now if all together I have a Kazayas, I'm going to be Chayiv. Correct the Karen Oira, so now it has the same Maila as Shvur or Eivim and Achai. And the answer is adamantly not. Because over here, now that you cooked it in Chol, the only thing basically what you did, this is the way you got to look at it. When you took the Chatzik Kazayas and you cooked it in Chol, all you did was you introduced it to another Chatzik Shir of Israel. That's what you did. You introduced it to another chatzis shir of this called The name of it is called Basa B'chalav. That also requires the Kazayas to be Chayav. I'm Basa B'chalav. Right? Basa B'chalav means a Kazayas, a Chayav means a Kazayas. It happens to be that if I take the two of them together, I have a Shir Shoen. Right? Between the Chayav and the Cholav, I have a Shir Shoen. But the second thing that I came into the picture now, the Cholav that came into the picture, did not increase the potentiality of the Chayav. The Chayav also had the potential to be Chayav on a Kazayas. Now I introduce the new Issa called Basa B'chalav. And I want the new Issa Basa B'chalav should be Chayav. So the Kavanah is saying, look, being Chayav on a Chatzi Shir. He's wrong. Yes, right now I don't have a full Shir of Chayav, but I have a full Shir of what David was trying to say. Now I have a full Shir of Basa B'chalav, this new thing that I created. So this new Basa B'chalav that I created didn't increase an Issur Chomer on the Chayav that I had to deal with. The Chayav that I had to deal with, all I needed was another Chatzi Kazayas of Issur to be Chayav. And now that's Basa B'chalav, I need a Kazayas to be Chayav. Nothing increased. Nothing new increased there. The only thing increased is that you added Issur here. You added, that's what you did basically. You added Issur. You had a Chatzi Kazayas of Chayav. And you added the Nuk. And Nuk that has a Chayav of Basa and it goes off. So now all together, I have a Kazayas. Yes, true. But I have not increased the Issur. There's no Issur Chomer here. Issur Chomer means I created now an Issur that's Chal on a Chatzi Shir. Did I do that? The answer is absolutely not. All I did was I introduced it. So again, the two examples of Chatzi Shir that we have in Shas, that an Issur is Chal on Issur. There's two examples. Example number one, you make a Shvu on something. There it's black and white. I have a Chatzi Kazayas of Chazer, okay, which right now is only a Chatzi Shir. There's no Einshim, it's an Isser Ba'alim, it's a weak Isser. And now I go and I introduce a new Isser, which is now called an Isser Chomer. Why? Because the Shvur that I'm making now makes a Chatzi Shir a wholesome Isser. So I introduced this Isser that I had, I introduced it to an Isser Chomer. I introduced it, I brought an Isser into the picture, which is much more chomer, because this new Isser that I brought in is Mechayev now, even on a Chatzi Shir. Okay? Now, again, the fact, the Rav says in Shul, the fact that something is Chayev even on a Chatzi Shir is like an Isser Chomer, because in other words, Isser Chomer could be its Chayev Koros. Different than, the first Isser is Halav, the second Isser is Koros. That would be called an Isser Chomer, right? Stronger Isser. You could have something called an Isser Kher. So the Rambam says, when you have a secondary Isser that comes into the picture, that's Chal, even on a Chatzi Shir, that's an Isser Chal. I'm introducing another Isser to this piece of meat, which is more Chomer than it already has a pre-existing condition. Pre-existing condition that it has, you only Chayiv if you have a Kazayas. Now I'm introducing a new Isser to it, where you Chayiv even on less than a Kazayas. So the second Isser that came into the picture, we view it as an Issur Chomer, and therefore it can be Chal. It has what to be Chal because it's an Issur Chomer. So by Shvuah, you're living up to that fully. Because till now I had an Issur Lav on this piece of meat, which is only by a Kazayas. And now I made a Shvuah, so I introduced a new Issur, which is more Chomer.
The Shvuah is Chal, you know, that's
a Shvuah. Yeah. So I introduced a new Chomer. Now, so that's why Shvuah, there's no analogy at all to what the Kavanah is talking about. Elamai, we have the sugi in chulin that we were working on last week. That sugi seems to say that if you cook chatzi kazayas milk with a chatzi kazayas basa, there we also say that there's a rule of ein issur chal on issur. Right? And the Kavanah says, why is that different than a chatzi kazayas of meat and bones of Eva Menachai that we say it's chal on a behemet tameya, according to the opinion who holds that way? And Tosfos says, because Chatzi Shir. And the answer is very simple. That's why I brought it Rav Chaim. Because when you have Eidim and Achai, you're Chayiv on the Basar, not on the bones. The bones just facilitate that you're Chayiv now on the Chatzi Kazayas Basar. So again, you introduced the Issur Chomer. The pig was also only the Kazayas. And now that I'm introducing, now that I pull off the limb, now I introduce the new Issur here. Called Isser Eva Menachai. On Eva Menachai, I'm Chayiv on a Chatzi Kazayas. With bone. But on a Chatzi Kazayas, it's a bone. Okay. Now we want to go and say, what about basar b'cholav, basar b'chelav? So basar b'chelav doesn't work. Because basar b'chelav is basar, the chelav is also because I am, and basar b'cholav is also because I am. So when I introduced this new issur called basar b'cholav, did I make an issur chomer chal here? No. I added another shear. That's not called moisif. I didn't get anything. So now I'm back to the same thing. The chalav was also, till now it's still also. Basar b'cholav was also. What did I do? I didn't change anything. All I did was I introduced the new issur. And now that I introduced the new issur, I have a whole kazakh. That's not an issur chomer. That's just bringing in a new person into the picture. So avada, that doesn't work. That's a partial thing. That's the reason why our sugya, the Keren Oiris kasha, is not a kasha. Kasha is what we should say. Now here's where I think where the division is between the Ravid and the Rambam. The Ravid holds that when we talk about Ein Yisra Chalal Yisra over here, he holds that it all goes by inch, which is what we started discussing. Now this one I'm telling you now, to be mechalik between Basar B'cholav and Eiver Menachah, we'll just use those two because they have the similarity, they're using two. The difference between Basar B'cholav and Eiver Menachah is that by Basar B'cholav you chayiv on this new thing, this new creation, you chayiv b'kazayis. And on Eiver Menachah, you chayiv on the chatzik kazayis and meat. That's the difference between the two. The Keren Ayra, here's the Nekuda, I think where the Keren Ayra is on a different page. She holds that it's really totally an unction. It's really totally an unction. Right? The writer. He holds it's totally an unction. So the writer comes and he says, listen, he learns the Gemara in Yevamos Kipshuta that the second is serious chal on the first is. It's just that we can't give you an unction on Isser A, where you already had a pre-existing Einish. We can't give you an Einish for Isser B if you already had a pre-existing Einish of A. So the Ravid says, I don't care over here by Nevela that you're not introducing something new. The Rambam and all the Rishonim who pass them like our Gemara, they're going very simple. They say, listen, the bottom line is over here you have a regular problem of Isser Chalasim, because Isser Nevela you only Abayim Etmei, you only Chayim Bekazayim. Isser Nevela Tahar you only Chayim Bekazayim. So when you put them together, you haven't increased any kind of new Isser. So you're back to the problem of Isser Chalasim, and you bought it. Okay? That's the way they're learning. The Ravid, I believe, has a different model. The Ravid takes the Gemara and Yevamos very simple. The Gemara in Yevamos says, "L'koyvle bein Roshan Gemur." The Ravid learns that Gemara is telling you that the whole issue of Ein Yisachal Isser is only Lagabi Yonshin. Lagabi everything else, it's fine. There is no issue with two Yisurim coexisting. Completely. In a complete form. You could have two Yisurim coexisting together on the same level. The only thing is, there's Allah, but just like there's an equal Kamei with the Rachaminet, we give you the more Chomer Einish. So the halacha is, when it comes to an Einish, you only chayef for the first issue that was here. The second issue is like Kamei with the Rachaminet. Second issue that comes with the picture, we don't punish. So the Rabbi says, I don't care if the second issue introduced a new level of Chomer or didn't introduce a new level of Chomer. All I care about is that we're punishing you just for one issue. That's my concern. That's the Ravid's mouth. The Ravid holds that based on the Sugi and Yevamos, where the Gemara says that it's L'Koyver Ben Rishon Gemurim, the Ravid holds stated in that Gemara that really two Yisurim coexist beautifully together. Not just that the second Yisur is hanging, it's not really here completely. The Ravid learns they are there together. The only thing is, L'Gabi the Einish, we can't give you an Einish for a secondary Yisur that came into the picture here for the first Israel was here. So our hands are tied. Bezdin, hands are tied. They can't be mechayiv you. For something that you already chayiv for from before, they can't mechayiv you another thing. Says the Ravid, so I don't care if the second Israel now increase a chumra. Doesn't happen to you. All I care about is at the end of the day, I'm being mechayiv you one hand. And that's what I'm doing. I have a chatzik kazayis nevela behemet. And I'm giving you an einish for nevela. I'm not giving you an einish for anything more. I'm giving you an einish for nevela. End of story. So therefore, the right holds there's no issue with einish chalos. Our Gemara is going like the Madama there in Yavamas, before the Gemara introduces L'Koyver Ben Hashem Gemara, who holds einish chalos with Jesus, not chal at all. So therefore, our Gemara had a problem. So in other words, going back into our sugya, the Karen Iris Kasha is only a Kasha if you hold that Ein Yisrachal Alissa is based only on Einshin. If you learn Ein Yisrachal Alissa is only based on Einshin, then the Karen Iris has a great question. I have a Chatzi Shir. You can't get an Einish for it anyway. Now I introduce another Chatzi Shir of Behemet Tohera, Nevela Behemet Tohera. Now together we could give you Malkus for Nevela. What's the problem? Tell me, well, this piece of meat was also out of it. I don't care. The only issue is I can't give you an einish. It's in on the gavel. That's what you got to look at in your mind. The Karen Iris kasha is a good kasha. If you hold einish to chalis is on the gavel, nothing to do with the chet. That really would be the best way to understand it. In other words, you could look at einish to chalis as two ways. You could look at it like on the object, objectively speaking. The second issue has an issue of coexisting with the first issue, unless it increases something. But the second issue has a problem of coexisting. And the other way you can look at it is on the gavelin. I can't get an einish for something that I already had a pre-existing einish for from before. Okay? Tremendous difference between the two ways of looking. Because if you look at it, that there's a coexistence problem on the chaticha. So now, the only way for the second issue to be chal is viewing it from the chaticha. Viewing it from the piece of meat, I have to say, oh, something was moisted here. Something, like the Ram says in Shavuot. Something was added. Oh, you know what? By Shavuot, something was added. This piece of meat was now introduced to an Issachomer. Something which chayiv even a chatzi shir. Or Eivim and Achai, like Tosfos there in Chulin. The Eivim was now introduced to a new Issach, which is more chomer. Which is because this new Eivim and Achai, chayiv even on a chatzi kazai is a Muslim. With that sum. Right? That's if you learn the chaticha. And then if you learn the chaticha, then in our sugya it's a moot issue. Because in our sugya, the chatisha in the vela was not of Behemet Tamei was not introduced to a more chomer issa. Because chatzizayas of Behemet Tohara doesn't increase anything to it. All it does is increases the volume. Doesn't increase anything to the chaticha. That's as far as that's concerned. If you learn, like, it's on the gavel, that means that when I have this array, this should become the chal completely. This is it on the gavel. You can't be chayiv for the second issue. We can't make you obligated. You can't be liable for the second issue. The chaticha is no problem. The second issue is chal completely. If that's how you learn, so as long as we fabricate a case, right, where you weren't chayiv for the first chazayah, why it was less than a shir? Doesn't matter why. And now when we introduce the second Isser, we'll machayv you one time for one Isser called Nevela. We have no problem. The coexistence was never an issue. And that's, I think, why I haven't learned the sugya. So the Rizik learns that the conclusion of the sugya in Yavamas is not like the conclusion of our sugya. The Rizik learns that the conclusion of the sugya in Yavamas is that Isser is chalal Isser. It's just that you can't be chayiv. And therefore, as long as I have a chatzi shir and a chatzi shir, I'm in business. And that's why he says we pass him like way. Even though we pass him day in Yisrach HaLalos. Right? The Rambam and all the other Rishonim, they learned that Ein Yisrach HaLalos is a coexistence issue. And the only reason why it's chal on a chatzi shir is because the second shir, the second Yisrach that's been chal is Yisrach Moisif, like the Rambam said. The chaticha now is introduced to a more chomer issur. That's all if the second issur that was chal is a chatzishir type of issur. But if the second issur that was chal is not a chatzishir type of issur, it's just more issur. That's not introducing it to anything new. So you still have the problem of issur chal issur, and you're back to middle, you're back to square one. That's why the Rambam paskins the ma'aseh issur chal. Okay, let me stop here.